on the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome to Film Music Mix on the Cinematic Sound website. My name is Rob Daniels. This will be my second show on a subject that's kind of near and dear to my heart, obscure scores. Now, for those that may be joining me for the first time, I am the host of Visions in Sound, a movie, TV, and video game soundtrack program that I produce each week for CKWR 98.5 FM in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. Eric and I have been colleagues since the early days of my show, and I'm glad that I'm back to do this show. A correction I'd like to make from the last show is I implied that my show was every day on CKWR from 2 to 4 a.m. What I meant was that the show is on Saturdays from 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Sorry for any confusion that I may have caused. Now, as I mentioned on the last show, I love to go to record stores and used CD shops looking for obscure and unusual scores. And it's not always the record store that turns up the most unusual finds. Now, this batch of unusual scores is all CDs, unfortunately, and I hope that won't disappoint. Up first is actually a holdover from last show, Troublesome Creek, a Midwestern. Now, I stumbled across this one at The Beat Goes On, a used CD store that has a plethora of used stuff and garnered some really great finds. Now, they have this great little function on their website at beatgoeson.com called a wish list. You go through their selection, you choose what you'd like. If they don't have it, make a wish list. They'll email you when it's in, or they'll email you when they find it, and It's just a great feature. Check it out, beatgoeson.com. Now, going back to Troublesome Creek, a Midwestern, this particular film is actually a documentary, and the score by Sheldon Mirowitz was released on Darling Records in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in the States. How it got up here to Canada is anyone's guess. Now, the cue I've chosen here is called Downtown Summer Storm. And that was a little bit of Sheldon Mirowitz's music from Troublesome Creek, a Midwestern. Welcome back to Cinematic Sound on Demand, and this is the Film Music Mix Show. Now, my name is Rob Daniels. I host the movie, TV, and video game soundtrack show, Visions and Sound, on CKWR 98.5 FM, and I'm very pleased to be here presenting you with some really obscure scores. Now, next up is something a little more recent. Well, if you call 2001 recent. In any case, this is a score by a fairly well-known composer, Bruce Broughton, from a TV movie called The Ballad of Lucy Whipple. The score is beautiful in its simplicity and really shows Bruce's talent as a composer. This was released on the Entrada label, but can't be found on their website anymore. Probably gone out of print. However, if you can get a hold of this score, it's definitely worth it. The cue I've chosen here is called Diggins on Fire. And that's just a little bit of music from the 2001 TV film The Ballad of Lucy Whipple, with music by Bruce Broughton. Now, there was a time when it was fashionable to have a music star attached to your film. Queen's score to Flash Gordon or Tony Banks' score to Quicksilver, they come to mind right off the bat. In this case, the year is 1982, and Sting is at the height of his career with the Police. Now, not only would he star in the film Brimstone and Treacle, he would also provide the music here. Sting would also go on to act in a few other films, including 1984's Dune and 1985's The Bride, and many, many more beyond that. The soundtrack was actually released on A&M Records, and I turned up in a Value Village for, I think, 99 cents, but the quality on this was amazing. It was just in really good condition. The cue I've chosen here is, oddly enough, titled Brimstone and Treacle. Wow. that's a little bit of music from the 1982 film Brimstone and Treacle, written by Sting.
You're listening to Cinematic Sound on cinematicsound.net.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound On Demand's Film Music Mix. I'm looking this time at more obscure scores, and for the next few cues, I've really done some digging. These scores are from films that were shot in the area that I live in, the Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge, Stratford, Brantford, Ontario, Canada area. That's not confusing enough. What's surprising here is that the fact that these films actually have soundtrack releases, official soundtrack releases. One of the four films I present here actually is music provided to me by the composer. The rest can be found with a deliberate search in used CD shops around, I'm sure. Now, first up, actually, is a student film from 1995 called The Janitor. And when I say student film, I'm actually talking about high school students. St. Benedict's Catholic Secondary School took on the task of making a film, and it did make its rounds on local TV and a few places, a few of the more repertory theaters in town. The neat thing here is the fact that it actually has a soundtrack release. Now, this again was one of those finds that the beat goes on. Now, while most of the music on the soundtrack is songs, there is an instrumental track called Benny Blue, written by Stephen Zurakowski, and performed here by the St. Benedict Blues Band.
Thank you.
that's a little bit of music from the high school student film from 1995, simply called The Janitor. Next up is another obscure score from a drama shot locally called Bad Days from 2000. Neil Lewis, who was actually only 16 when he directed this film, was also the composer of the music here. Now, the cue I've chosen off of this is called Stalking. And that's just a little bit of music from the 2000 locally produced independent film called Bad Days, with music by Neil Lewis. Next up is a score from another local film from 2000, simply called The Nature of Reality. This soundtrack was actually the first featured on my show. Actually, I did this before I had my show. I was asked to be a guest on a local radio show, and so I put together a feature on this local soundtrack. And this was actually sold in major record stores for a little while. The score was written by Nathan Gage, and the soundtrack features songs from local bands and singers, including the late, great Matt Osborne, who I have featured on the show, on my show a few times, who was actually the very first interview that I ever did. The cue I've chosen here is simply called Nazareth Owen. With a little bit of music from the locally produced film The Nature of Reality. That's music by Nathan Gage. Now, next up is a score from another local film from the same guys as The Nature of Reality. This one's called In Camera. The soundtrack was produced with the film The Insider in mind. Now, the score here was written by Christy Farkas. The cue I've chosen is called Interview with Sidney Mann. And that's just a little bit of music from In Camera, with music by Christy Farkas.
The home for film, television, and video game music since 1996. This is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Film Music Mix on the Cinematic Sounds website, as I'm looking this time at obscure scores. Now, next up is a film that is, well, it's near and dear to my heart. 1992, I was part of a second unit production crew on another local film called The Dead Water. Now, the cool part about this is that I was actually also a part in creating the promo for the film. The music here was written by composer Carl Williams and was actually never released to the public. However, I was able to obtain music from the composer. It was really, really cool. At the time of this recording, it is actually the 20th anniversary of the movie. And in the coming weeks, I will be producing a show celebrating this. If you're interested, just drop me a line at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. I'll be more than happy to give you some more information on The Dead Water or any of the other films that I talk about on this show. The cue I've chosen here is called Dumping the Body. With a little bit of music from the 1992 film that I was happy to be a part of. That's music from The Dead Water, with music by Carl Williams. Next up on the show is a score piece from a 2001 film called Love and Treason. In this case, the score is composed by the late, great Basil Poledouris. This one came to me via the Entrada website and is still available, actually, for a reasonable price. However, in this case, when one talks about Poledouris' music, one doesn't often mention this score. Even on a limited budget, Poledouris still proves that he was a master of what he did. The cue chosen here is called Kate Captured. with a little bit of music from the 2001 film Love and Treason. That's music by Basil Poledouris. Next up is a score to a film from 2006, Middletown. In this case, this was a blind purchase, as I recognize the name Debbie Wiseman, who's the composer here, from her music to the TV series Jekyll. However, I was not familiar with this particular soundtrack. The score should still be available on the Silver Screen label, and the cue here I've chosen is called I Bring You This Child.
Thank you.
And that's just a little bit of music from Middletown by composer Debbie Wiseman.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Film Music Mix on the Cinematic Sound website. My name is Rob Daniels, and I am the host of the movie, TV, and video game soundtrack show, Visions in Sound, on CKWR 98.5 FM in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. Last up on the show is one of those soundtracks that I was not expecting to find, and in a lot of ways, that's really cool. Cool as ice. The early 90s was an unusual time, and, well, this film is quite unusual. Cool as Ice is rapper Vanilla Ice's early attempt at an acting career, and, well, what can I say? It didn't go so well. The film itself is a mess, and it's kind of a little bit of a joke. And while the soundtrack is pretty much Vanilla Ice's love letter to himself, there actually is a score cue on the soundtrack by composer Stanley Clarke called Drop That Zero. And then before I subject you to Drop That Zero, if you have any questions about the music I played on this show or my own show, Visions in Sound, feel free to drop me a line at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. You can also listen to the show every Saturday at 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern Time on CKWR 98.5 FM, or if you want to listen online, www.ckwr.com. I'll leave you with Stanley Clarke's score cue to Cool as Ice. I will return again with more film music mix. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Drop that zero and give it.